Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Merry Christmas Eve Eve today, alongside Jeff McGuire. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, not wearing a hoodie today. He normally does. I don't know what's going on over there, but he is...
Tell them what
Trust
he's
the way taking care of us.
We know what he's doing.
We do know what he's doing. It's a joke.
I get, but we can appreciate the fact that he's paying up on one of his things that he needs to do for the tiny wheel. Unlike it feels like the other two people that have spun the tiny wheel.
It's very early. I have zero hanging punishments right now.
Did we or did we not find something at your desk from over a year ago that was supposed to be a tiny wheel punishment?
I said hanging punishments that we are actually counting. Yeah, I did find some stuff that I was supposed to take to a pawn shop. It was pretty good. What was it again? I had a media guide with Chris Beard's face on it.
Right, and then you had autographed...
Ron Roberts autographed rain gauge. That sucker's worth some money. But, no, I... if only he would have signed it. Like, in... He signed it, and then if he only would have put Run for the Hills underneath, then it really
then
it, been...
Then you could have gotten some serious
yeah,
cash.
Yeah, got some serious cash out of that. No, but in our current show with the
you're
current
all caught
people,
up.
I'm caught up.
Is it because you haven't lost or because you're all caught up?
Really, I haven't lost in a long... I think I've lost once this semester. Twice. I said semester again, so Hax is mad somewhere. But once this... since we started up, since football season started.
That would be the semester. Why is he upset about that?
I don't know. He didn't
okay.
know. Okay. I think he...
As long as I'm not the only one
Hax
confused.
Has been in a grouchy mood for like 2 months because
he keeps losing.
Losing for 2 months. So Lucas had a handful of punishments. He's paying up on one today. He's in his shorts and t-shirt and sandals. I mean, he looks like he's ready for summertime. So perfect day for the opposite close of the weather. And he'll go fully complete the punishment. He has to wear that throughout the show, but he'll go out during one of these breaks and
just hang out.
Stand out there for a couple of minutes. I don't think you can get sick. I hope not. Now, you might get frostbitten on your toes, but that's okay.
Not that fast.
You can blow on them.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Okay.
It's
pretty freaking cold out there. I mean, I grew up in Dumas, so we had a little bit more of a tundra feel up there. But, man, I have not felt cold like I felt yesterday in quite some time. It is frigid. That wind was bad. So hopefully you're able to stay out of the cold for the most part. Won't be as windy today, but still plenty chilly.
Would you care for an exclusive stupid story involving me?
Sure.
So yesterday, after I got out of here, went to the store. Got the last Christmas presents I needed to get, which were the picture frames that we talked about yesterday afternoon.
Yep.
I also then went to another store for me because it was time to get some new jeans. The ones I had were starting to wear in places that you shouldn't have jeans wear at because, you know, things can be seen that don't need to be seen.
Like the crotch.
That would be the area where it was starting to... It was a little thin in
about,
some places.
About a year, I... Like,
yeah,
one
it was,
full
it was
year
time.
Of jeans, that's when that wears for me.
So I get home and...
Thunder thighs.
Check the new jeans and they fit great. Huh. Cool. Threw the old jeans away.
Oh.
Got a bunch of stuff ready for the trip this afternoon with regards to the truck so that everything it needs to do is going to be ready to go. Get an oil change done today and I'm gone. Like, that's the last thing I got to do. Wake up this morning. I got dressed. Put my new jeans on. Got my boots on. Got everything ready to go. And went, cool. Phone, check. Keys, check. Hat, check. Glasses, check. Always important to have glasses. Sometimes I've walked out the door forgetting them. Wallet.
Uh-oh.
There's four places in my apartment where my wallet stays. Either in my hat by my front door, either on my desk, on my nightstand, or in my jeans from the night before that I threw away and then took the trash out to the dumpster.
Oh, no.
Realizing this, sprint out to the dumpster at 4 o'clock this morning.
So you'd already checked your other three
spots.
Oh,
yeah. I've already checked the other three spots and sprint out to the dumpster.
And that's no bueno.
Very lucky that apparently they took the trash out on Tuesday and not on Wednesday. Because my bag was at the bottom of the dumpster, still sitting there with the jeans sitting on top of the bag, because that was the last thing
that's
I threw away.
That's pretty fortunate.
So I had to run back to my apartment.
I mean, not the dumpster diving part.
But they were still there.
They're still there, and you run still have a wallet.
To my apartment, get my stepladder, because again, it's at the bottom of the dumpster. Get back out there, and I'm dumpster diving at 4:15 this morning.
Oh my god!
To get my wallet out of the back pocket of my jeans.
Oh, that's
that I threw away yesterday.
That's awful.
Now,
this pre or post shower?
This is post shower. But again, my bag was the only thing in there.
Yeah.
So if I needed to go take another shower, I could have. But the good news in all of this story is that my wallet was still there, and it is now sitting nicely in my back pocket. So I can go on the trip and use my debit card and my driver's license and all my other information in there that I would need to go out of town with. It was almost a really bad day.
You ever done any dumpster diving, like, for
literally this morning?
No, I mean for like other people's stuff, like antiquities and stuff like that.
No.
I had a grandpa that lived in town, great grandpa. They lived over in the Lake Ridge area, and it was back when Lake Ridge was just like high cotton. Like it's the place, man. He used to find the greatest treasures. I remember I was with him one time, found this first baseman's mitt from the 1920s. It's right there in the trash can. Still have it. It's
nice.
It's awesome. But yeah,
came pre-broke in.
Apparently, there's some dumpster diving that works out. Yours not as fun, but still got your treasure.
It was more valuable than one of than the baseball mitt for me today.
Got your treasure, for sure. No, that's
the driver's license in there, debit card's in there, medical card is in there. Some other, cards that need to stay with me at all times are in there. Like, it could have been a bad morning with me contacting everybody I know to cancel things if I couldn't get my wallet back this morning.
Someone says, does the apartment have camera footage of this? We would like to see that.
It's not as entertaining as you think, because it was really dark. I had to use my phone to get into there so I could see the bag, and fortunately, I found it. Again, it was at the bottom of the dumpster, and nothing was on top of it, or like there's one other bag in there, and it was next to it. But it was, I would love to see the footage of me leaning into the trash can, or the dumpster, trying to get it. But so when you throw away jeans, double check those pockets just one extra time.
Got plenty to get into today. We'll take your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. So bring us that. We're gonna have a very Christmassy show, Jeff, as we're 2 days out. Everybody's already shifted to the Christmas mode anyway, so we got a few Christmas questions, stuff like that. We'll get to our ideal Christmas day, best Christmas spread, favorite Christmas snack, most underrated Christmas movie. We already had our movie draft, but movies that don't get talked about enough. Okay. All this stuff we'll dive into, have a very Christmassy show. We will talk Texas Tech. National Signing Day came and went, and there's a story or two that have been pretty interesting, and some troll jobs going on as well.
Some pretty decent troll jobs as well. Like, I want to salute the troll there.
So we've got lots to get to over the next 3 hours. It's the end of the bench. Headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Time for a few headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff McGuire, I'm Choice Woodman. We've got these headlines for you on this Friday, December the 23rd. We'll start off with what happened yesterday afternoon. Lady Raiders victorious 59-38 over the UC Riverside Highlanders. Nice little way to send you to break as the Lady Raiders win 10 straight games. Now 11-1. Matching last year's win total. Coach Gerlich seems to have this team playing very well. Obviously, got much tougher tests and bigger games coming up in January and February, but this feels like the most steady we've seen this team in a few years, at least. And Coach Kerlick seems to have a foundation set for the first time in her her time here at Texas Tech. Well, at least as a coach.
It's very much a possibility for this team to make a postseason tournament this year.
I agree.
Now, this is not the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Let's make this this is the WNIT I'm talking about, which would be a massive improvement from where you have been. That's a five-win improvement, you figure. You figure you got to get 5 wins in Big 12 play.
You got to get to 500 is what you need. Yeah. So that's around, 5 wins in Big 12 play.
So
maybe 4.
That's 5 wins over last year's total.
They went 0 for last year?
They had 11 wins total. They lost a bunch of games in the non-conference last year, remember? And then they had two conference wins.
You're saying 5 wins over the
total of last year. Over last year's total.
I was like, they beat Texas last year. I'm picking.
So an improvement from year to year, it would be a giant mark that you can say, look, we got back to postseason play for the first time since Christy Curry was your head coach.
Think they've had a NIT. They have had an NIT for sure since then. But
I think they were going to make the NIT in Stallings' year.
I think she did.
But then it got canceled because of COVID.
Okay.
I think that's what happened that year. Her second year, right?
We'll hunt it. Someone could probably tell us on the chat line. Chuck should be able
Where's
to tell
Chuck
us.
When we need him?
So, Lady Raiders in action next. Mississippi Valley State coming up on December 27th. That'll be kind of a doubleheader at United Supermarkets Arena. The Red Raiders will play South Carolina State a little bit later that evening. And that's it for both those teams in terms of the non-conference before conference play starts up. Some good news for the Red Raider football team as Rusty Stotts has announced he will be a Red Raider, not just announced, but actually signed to be a Red Raider. Coming out of the transfer portal, he's basically been committed quietly to Texas Tech, but wanted to play in the bowl game with Western Kentucky on Wednesday night. His team won. And now will be Texas Tech's, presumed as Tech's center, starting center next year, an all-conference caliber player. That's a big get for Joey McGuire and company because then you can move Dennis Wilburn over to guard, and that's more of a natural position for him. So good get for the Red Raiders. I believe only 3 out of the transfer portal have come the way of Texas Tech, which matches because you've really lost 3 players that got any real snaps. Reggie Pearson, as we mentioned yesterday, committed to the Sooners, unfortunately. Philip Bleedy, and then Donovan Smith, who's at Houston. Those are the only 3 of note that Tech has lost in the portal. And the 3 you have gained, CJ Baskerville, Quincy Lede, and now Rusty Stotts, the 3 for the Red Raiders. Bowl games aplenty this weekend. Starts to get kind of ramped up this weekend. Next week is the true bowl week where they're everywhere all the time. But, Jeff, coming up to last night, we saw Baylor lose. As we kind of projected, the weather might have an effect, did seem to have an effect on Baylor, who only scores 15 points to Air Force's 30. Now coming up this evening, actually this afternoon, we will have the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. It's a real thing. I couldn't tell you what Radiance Technologies are.
Nope, but I can tell you what the Independence Bowl is.
This is Louisiana versus future Big 12 team Houston. And then the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. That made so much more sense when it was like the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Yes.
Now it's the Union Home Mortgage. It's like...
Same thing. It's a mower, but it's a different mower. No, it's a different mower.
Mortgage.
No, it's not. Hang on. You were discussing this earlier. We were talking about
right now. It's Union Home Mortgage.
We were talking about this morning.
Union Home.
Did Chuck lead me wrong this morning when I was halfway paying attention?
That's possible. No, it used to be the Bad Boy Mowers. I think they may have had a different mower prior to that, but now it's the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Wake Forest and Missouri tonight. Both of those games you'll find on Double T 97.3 starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then tomorrow, the Hawaii Bowl is the only one going on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's because the NFL is going crazy on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty, including Dallas Cowboys action, as Dallas will take on the... Has it been fully announced that he's out, Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
It has been announced?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I thought I'd seen that, but I wasn't certain. So Hurts, Liss, Philly team. Cowboys will be on at 2:30 tomorrow. We've got NFL action all day long for you tomorrow right here on 100.7. The Score, Bills at Bears, Commandos at 49ers, and Raiders at Steelers. You two can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com.
I'm attempting to find the Lady Raider answer. I know they went to the tournament in 2012-2013. They lost to UCF.
Right. I thought they've had a W19 that, sprinkled in.
That's, I'm going through.
Okay.
But I know for sure that at least it was 12-13. So if somebody wants to work the other direction and help me out, I know it's also not 15-16. 16-17, having to go, you know, schedule by schedule to try to find it.
Broccoli Rob Raider says, my grandmother still lives in Lake Ridge and still pulls stuff out of the dumpsters. I'm telling you, they got good finds in the Lake Ridge dumpsters. I'm not too proud to dumpster dive.
Neither am I, apparently.
Well, my dumpster diving, I have done it some, Jeff, but it is all based off of smell and stickiness of the dumpster. It's like, I'm looking in there, doesn't smell too bad. Yeah, it looks pretty decent. All right, we'll go for it. But yeah, if any of those factors are bad, then no thanks. It's too dang cold. Merry Christmas to you all. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Do not disagree.
It is cold.
Almost tried to skate on the Playa Lake. Rethought the idea, though. It is cold. That's probably wise to avoid that.
Didn't the city put something out to say that it's not thick enough to do that?
Oh, it's not.
I thought they actually put something out.
I'm sure they have to put like a PSA out. I do think some of those lakes are probably frozen over. I haven't really been by any, but you're talking frozen over with an inch or two, not much. Not much beyond that. We're not Minnesota cold or sustained cold like that right now. Viva 73 says, Merry Christmas to Choice, Hax, and Lucas. Hope your day is filled with many memories. Then he comes back and says, Jeff, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas as well.
Hope your day is blessed. Be safe driving back to Waco or wherever. How do I get the Waco Woodman? You're going to Waco.
I am not going to Waco. I'm going to Temple.
You're
going
to go by Waco.
I'm going to go by Waco as fast as humanly possible. And let's make this clear. I grew up outside of Houston. My dad then moved to Oklahoma. Sure. Then moved to north of Dallas in Azle, and then moved to Temple.
Azle.
I went from Houston to Lubbock, and I haven't left yet.
Justin chimes in. Huge shout out to Lucas. Gave my son the 100.7 The Score discount at the meat shop yesterday. Lucas is a good young man.
Yes, he is. No one can argue otherwise.
Y'all are open today?
We are open today. And we are open tomorrow.
Okay.
While supplies last.
Yeah, so yes. If you need extra quick last-second gifts, everybody likes meats and cheeses, except for vegetarians. And they have stuff
I think
for
they even like
too.
The meats and cheeses. They just don't eat them.
Okay. So, yeah, great last-second gift idea. Go visit Lucas over at Hickory Farms. It's the end of the bench. Plenty more of your thoughts on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll take a look at the calendar. Coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We're asking you, what is the most underrated Christmas movie? Most underrated Christmas movie out there.
All right, so this is way off the beaten path for almost everybody. It's called Santa Claus the Movie. Not to be confused with the Santa Claus or Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which are fantastic in their own right. I am not disparaging those movies. But this is Dudley Moore, and I don't know who played Santa Claus. Dudley Moore is the big actor probably in it. He plays the lead elf.
Okay.
It's the telling of how Santa becomes Santa. Like, from the very, like, if you were to focus on the very beginning of Santa Claus, not like Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus and takes over, but like,
right.
It's old couple who were delivering toys that then, basically freeze to death.
Sure.
At the North Pole area. And, the elves take, you know, basically rescue them and they then give toy boys and girls across the, you know, the whole, the Santa Claus story, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's got some really fun moments in it. It's got some really, it's my favorite telling of the story of Santa Claus.
Okay.
But it's.
So it's called Santa Claus the Movie.
The Movie, yes. Santa
what,
Claus
what
the
Movie.
What
year is this?
Oh, this must have been, my mom was still alive, and it was a family tradition to watch it with, I'll say 85, but that's just a guess.
Okay.
It's not a, it's not cartoon, it's not, 1985, wow, nailed it on the head.
Impressive.
1985, Dudley Moore, Christian Fitzpatrick, John Lithgow is the bad guy in it. David Huddleston is Santa Claus in it. It's, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at it. It's got a 4.6 rating on, I think this is Amazon or is this IMDb? IMDb. It's very much a, how Santa became, how we got a Santa Claus kind of thing.
Okay.
And I like it because it doesn't dumb anything down, but it doesn't make you feel like it's dumb, I guess is the way to put it.
Fair enough. I like, there's a movie that no one seems to ever bring up that I grew up on. Similar to you. I mean, you kind of grew up on that one. And it's not a fantastic movie, but it's entertaining, it's funny, and it's got JTT. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Okay.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. Have you ever seen it? I haven't seen yours, so it's okay if you haven't seen mine. It's a weird line.
Don't think so.
Jessica Biel as well.
This sounds like a movie I'd be interested
Jessica
in.
Jessica Biel. Wait, I have the right Jessica, right? Yeah. Jessica Biel and Jonathan Taylor Thomas in I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's a movie about a kid that's off at college in California.
Jessica Biel in the movie?
He lives in on the East Coast. But he's in California, and he wants to go to, like, Mexico for Christmas.
Probably not with go back home. His girlfriend, if I had to guess.
Jessica Biel, yeah, would like to. But she wants to go back home for Christmas. And then his mom died, so his dad bribes him with the Porsche that they've always worked on if he comes home for Christmas and gets back on time. But then there's this other dude that's that's trying to scoot into his territory on Jessica Biel. And he leaves him out in the desert and makes him basically find his way across the country.
Okay.
So, in a Santa suit that they glued on.
I'm seeing a picture of this and him next to a cactus in a Santa suit. Yes.
It's pretty good. I'm telling you, if you haven't watched it, I think it's on Disney Plus. I don't know what all streaming services. But if you've never watched it, that would be the one. I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's my suggestion. Troy says Christmas with the Cranks. That's actually a really funny one, too.
It is. It's the opposite of the, hey, let's have a Christmas together. It's the we're not having Christmas. Oh, crap, we are having Christmas.
I was driving down a neighborhood last night, and it's like the entire neighborhood's lit up. It's like there's an area called Brook Heights here in Lubbock.
Mm-hmm.
You go down. The entire neighborhood's lit up except for like one or two houses. I'm like, imagine being those people. Those are the Cranks. They're off in, you know, the Caribbean somewhere. Someone says the new animated Grinch, cringy.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I like 2 seconds of it.
I watched part of it with the kids. It's just like, eh.
I
don't mess with a good thing.
I don't hate the live action. The Jim Carrey version is fine. If it's on, I will watch.
It's good.
But the Grinch to me is the old animated one, and that's the only one I need. The Jim Carrey is fine. If it's on, I will watch and not complain in any way, shape, or form. But when I see the Grinch, that's the Grinch. Okay. Jim Carrey does a very good job of emulating that Grinch.
It's really hard to break in a Christmas movie into like the main area, right?
But Hallmark keeps trying.
Oh my god!
Every single day.
Okay.
Did you see Did you see that they got busted basically doing the exact same movie twice?
They've done
No. Like title and all.
No.
Like script
okay,
and all.
You got to send me this because I'm.
I sent it to Chuck today. Hang on.
So yeah. It's so hard to break in. Like, the newest Christmas movie that people would call a classic is Elf, right? I'm trying to think of the
it
newest.
It was after the Santa Claus, so yes.
Oh, well after.
Elf well, was, no, I'm thinking of the ones
Elf
that become
staples.
Elf was
made staples. In, like, 07 or 08.
Right, but I'm thinking of, like, movies
staple
that become staple
Christmas
movies.
I think Elf is, like, the newest one that's in that mix. Santa Claus. The
Bad
Grinch,
Santa?
The Grinch. That's arguable, I guess so.
And it's that, not one of mine, but I know recent. A lot of people that it is.
That probably would have been right around the same
Polar
time as
Express.
Elf.
I think Elf
that's
came
more,
out afterward.
No, Polar Express is a little more recent, I think.
But it's movie. More the book.
The book, yeah.
That made it. Like, it was the making of the book.
Polar yeah. Express is 04, so maybe it didn't. When is Elf? Elf is 03, so they're right there at the same time, too. Yeah, it's so hard for a new Christmas movie to break in. Like, there's been plenty of that have tried it.
Oh, sure.
Like, the Arthur Christmas, I never watched that, but I know some kids like it. I would say the live action Grinch is in there in the staples, but most are 80s, 90s. I was told by the mother-in-law, that the new Christmas Story movie is better than the first one. Now, that's a really low bar, because a Christmas
Story...
Oh,
you're in that boat with me.
Oh, Christmas Story is the most overrated Christmas movie there is. Like,
I know
how do you
people,
play that for 24 straight hours on two different channels?
I know people had a Christmas like that, okay? And I get why, if you did, it makes sense to you. I never had a Christmas like that, in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
There's never a part of that movie that I can wrap my head around with regard to a point in my life. I've never gotten It's a Christmas Story. Like, I was like, I mean, I get why some people like it, because it matches what they had. Like, the dad.
There's a lot of quotable one-liners.
Sure. And you know,
shoot your eye out. I mean,
and the kid getting his tongue stuck to the pole,
yeah,
which you can't actually
there's
do.
There's moments, but
you
the
might
movie
have guessed
as
actually.
A whole, I mean, it's about nothing, and it's not that good.
I've never not paid enough attention for my dog to steal a turkey.
I mean, the leg lamp. Like there's stuff from the movie that's iconic, but it's just people have forced it to be iconic too.
I'm a It's a Wonderful Life guy. I need to see the black and white version of It's a Wonderful Life before it's Christmas.
Yep, I agree. I'm on that. I've only seen part of it this year. But
I also
we'll
need to see the
tomorrow.
Hershey Kisses Jingle Bell commercial.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Fair enough.
No, that's I Wish You a Merry Christmas. I'm sorry. It's the I Wish You and the Happy New Year.
The another great commercial was that NBA one where they're shooting. With the bells.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a fantastic one, too.
And the M&M commercial where they find Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Those I need to see.
Some classics. Lots more on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to your reaction. Most underrated Christmas movie. Next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to our numero dos with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff McGuire, I'm Choice Woodman. Hope you're having a very merry Christmas Eve. Luke's wide across the way, handling us once again. Keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, what you want for Christmas, what you got your kids for Christmas. We won't read your name. Just about anything. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Yeah, you could tell us the best gift you bought for any single person this year. I think I've...
I don't think
yours
listening.
This morning?
No.
That wasn't it for what you gave Jamie?
No.
It's a pretty good gift.
It is. He will appreciate it, and he does. Don't get me wrong. He is very grateful for the gift I got him. It was and thanks to Lucas for helping me get a hold of one. It was an autographed Josh Young card that he didn't have. So he's ecstatic. I'm happy. He's happy.
It's great.
The one, though, that I think is the best gift I've gotten, my grandmother 40 years ago. Got my sister and I these like reversible blankets that we have had since then, and they are.
Still got them.
I still have mine. My sister still has hers, but there's a catch to this. We've had them so long. My sister's went from a twin bed size to now just like something you put over your feet because mm-hmm. it's been holed up, and she's cut it into pieces. And these are the perfect lay on the couch, watch TV blanket with a fan on.
Yeah.
Type, not too heavy, not too soft. You know, they're not like a that yarn made, so it doesn't provide any warmth whatsoever, but they're not so heavy that you can't just sit there with them. And we have taken these blankets everywhere we have gone since we got them. They are my sister and I would say they're the greatest blankets in the history of the world. Didn't know where my grandmother got them from.
Okay.
I found them, the company, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And I sent the link to my sister because it had the nostalgia category, and it was her blanket. Like the full size, it looks brand spanking new.
Yeah.
And she's like, I sent it to her, and she's like, hail, friend. And we're talking about these blankets. My dog is sleeping on mine right now. Like that's where he sleeps. It's on the couch, and he sleeps on that blanket. Makes a little nest out of it. She doesn't know it's coming. When I handed to her the box, I was like, now you already have this, but I don't think you'll mind having a second one. And she's going to open up and it's going to be ecstatic because it's going to have all of those nostalgia feels and a blanket that she knows is phenomenal. So it's going to be kind of the both pulling both strings of the Christmas gift of something she will use and pulling on the nostalgia factor of it.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Nice. I'm pretty proud of this one.
Nice. Several on the chat line. Scrooge with Bill Murray is underrated to me. Where do y'all fall in Die Hard as a Christmas movie? 100% in on that. Used to be somewhat indifferent, but after watching it more recently, there's no question Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Is the sequel a Christmas movie?
Someone mentioned Die Hard 2 is their underrated Christmas
movie. That takes place
Christmas
in New
movie.
York City in the summer.
I haven't seen 2.
Why should that surprise me?
Okay, I haven't seen a sequel. You can't go.
There's
too
actually
hard on
three.
That.
There's actually three.
Oh, there's five.
Oh, there. Well, it's Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3, and then it's Die Harder,
and then Live Free,
Live
and
Free
Die
or
Hard.
Die Hard. Yeah,
I think I own 1 and 5.
That doesn't surprise
I own
me
one
at
and
all.
Five. I have not seen the fifth one yet. I don't know how I got that one either, but I think I have 2 copies actually of Live Free or Die Hard.
One for you and one for your wife.
I don't
know. Understand.
Troy says the ref.
The ref?
Okay.
IMDb, here
yeah,
I go.
Yeah, maybe searching that one out to watch it tonight or something. The new Christmas murder movies are weird. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Netflix keeps trying to force the terrible Lindsay Lohan movie on us, and it's unbearable.
Hmm.
I've seen this one advertised, have not touched it yet.
The ref with Dennis Leary?
What? It's a Christmas movie?
I'm asking. I don't know. That's the first one that came up.
Okay. I think that's it. That's interesting. Okay.
That's a Christmas movie?
I don't know. I don't judge too hard on what you consider a Christmas movie. Hacks drafted Trading Places. Is a Christmas movie.
Okay.
He's in a Santa suit with a gun. Dan Aykroyd is.
It is probably as much of a Christmas movie as Die Hard is.
Okay, so that's fine.
I wouldn't call
now,
it a Christmas
Hacks
movie.
List was the worst by far. He ended up getting like 12% or something. Of the
yeah,
13%.
Listen, if you want to die on the hill that Die Hard's a Christmas movie, you go die on that hill.
It's not a hill to die on. It's a Christmas movie.
Do you want to go down that hill? Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with you. It's not worth my time to argue with you.
Very indifferent. Do you not think it is?
I don't think it is. But I'm not going to argue.
He literally has ho, ho, ho written on him.
what part of I am not going to argue with Anna did you not catch?
I think there
was it the not going to argue part.
I think there I'm arguing to the world then. Jeff, I think that what well, the part that makes it more of a Christmas music is the movie is the Christmas music in it. Like the amount of Christmas music you have in a movie can do it. Because we watched Gremlins the other night as a family, good wholesome family fun. And there's a lot of Christmas music in that movie that turns it into a Christmas movie for me. So,
oh, here's a great answer off the Yates Memorial Center chat line. Ernest Saves Christmas is an underrated Christmas
That's
movie.
That's true.
That really is extremely underrated. That's well done.
I don't think we've watched that as a family either. That might be the... Like, we're going to watch a Christmas movie tonight or tomorrow, at least one or two. So, yeah, that one's it. People chiming in with the Kurt Russell one, Christmas Chronicles. It's fairly new. Christmas They've got a Christmas Chronicles 2. That one's a Netflix original, I think. It's decent. Krampus. Someone went with. Mm-hmm. Steven says The Noel Diary is good on Netflix. Okay. Father Christmas is Back, also on Netflix. So yeah.
I think I've seen like the teaser for the Christmas Chronicles. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Die Hard with Vengeance. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sitting here looking at the pictures. I'm like, I've seen this, but I haven't seen this. Like,
I'd say it's worth watching.
Okay.
It's a good Christmas movie.
I like Kurt Russell.
I don't think it's into the top tier, but it's a good Christmas movie. So you can chime in on that or anything else you have. Lots of reaction on the Yates Flooring Center chat line of all sorts. Someone asked, going back to the Prime stuff, isn't there a kid from Post up there? Maybe we should ask Brennan. Not sure. There may be a kid from Post up at...
Have to wait until after Christmas, though. He's already gone.
I thought he's coming in...
Nope.
For the third hour. You're hanging with us? Who's our third hour guy?
Clint.
Wow. I'm just mixing it around everywhere today.
Well, you know.
Loving it.
Everybody went home.
That is kind of what's going on.
Some of us will be going home later today. It's not even my home.
All right.
My home's over there with my dog on the couch.
Handful of headlines.
Covered in dog hair.
Someone said Bruce said it's not a Christmas movie. Bruce doesn't know anything.
Bruce?
Willis.
Oh. What? How does...
It's the end of the bench.
How would he not have a vote?
Got headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Did you see the story about the football player that was committed to Notre Dame and flipped his commitment to Oregon?
Yeah,
and then on signing day signs with OU.
Yeah, I did see this. I almost put this in highs and lows.
This...
But I did the Georgia one getting two transfers from in-conference because that's a bigger load.
Okay. Commitment means absolutely nothing. We've been over that. Yada, yada. Okay. That's a tired argument. But this is just a whole nother level. This is Grandpa would say. Whole nother level. The layers to peel back on this onion are pretty amazing. Did you see the tweet by Oklahoma Soccer?
Soccer got involved?
Oklahoma Soccer just tweeted out a picture of one of their players holding the soccer ball with a smiley face and a heart.
Okay.
This happens right after this player signs. Apparently, this guy's dating this girl on the soccer team. There's a troll job going on. Amazing.
So
the guy that flipped two times in like 24 hours from Notre Dame to Oregon to OU, his girlfriend plays for OU soccer.
You know, I was disappointed in this kid before. I mean, I was proud of the kid for the troll job because that's some internet worthy troll.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And I've seen some internet trolls in my life. But now that I know his girlfriend goes there, like, there's a couple of coaches that are just not paying attention at this point. I did not know about the girlfriend.
Yeah, this is, like, yeah. It's pretty amazing. Amazing stuff. Going back to the chat line, El Jefe says, this year we're doing Taco Nacho Bar for Christmas. We'll have a fairly full house. Maybe the last time with the Marine Sun for a while. Never know what military service. Tell him thank you for his service and hope y'all have a great Christmas with him. Did y'all let Lucas back inside or did you forget him?
No, we let him back inside.
He's off to the other job now.
Yeah.
One of his other two jobs. Don't know which one he's going to first.
Speaking of, you know, Lucas and, you know, working at the store and Christmas. So I've seen these. They've been all over my social media. And it's probably because, like, I searched it kind of once, but I think I searched it after I saw them. Like, these accurate metal motors, like, you can get a 350 V8 or the Shelby Cobra Ford 405. Okay. Like, all of these, like, car motors that you can, like, actually build and, like, they've all moving parts. Have you seen these that are made out of metal? It's not like a model, like, plastic like we grew up with where it's snap. I'm talking, like,
No. You're
actually assembling a motor. You haven't seen these?
Never seen it.
Is that something you would be interested in? And I'm not saying I'm getting it for you. I'm asking my dad this question when I get home, when I see him.
So you say a metal motor. What are you even like?
Like a car motor, but it's not like full size. It's a model.
Metal motor, wheat strain.
But it's not made out of plastic like a snap tight or like something you would super glue. Like Okay. You're actually physically building a miniature car motor.
No. Completely out on
completely
this.
Out.
But I'm not a like a.
You're not a huge car guy either.
No, not a huge car guy. I can hold my own, but more so not a huge like model guy. Like I'm not the model airplane guy or ships in a bottle.
Yeah, his personal mechanics at Woodman Estates can hold their own, Jeff.
Yeah, and I am a huge model guy, actually. Did some modeling earlier in my career, but... No? Okay. Homemade brisket tamales. Just transition right back there. A few more food thoughts. Talk some more Christmas stuff. Tell us what you're getting. Or best gift you're buying someone else this year. All of that still ahead. And we'll talk a little bowl game. There's a tweet from Lane Kiffin I don't quite understand. Someone's going to have to...
I looked. I didn't see which one you're talking about. Now, he tweets a lot, so I didn't see it.
Okay. You still didn't find it?
I didn't find it.
It was like 2 days ago. So maybe someone else can help me on the chat line.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.